Thank you, Pastor James.
感谢范长老。
A lot of stories, some of them belongs in the vault.
我知道我们认识三十五年是有很多很多的故事。
You know, there's a lot of good worship songs.
我知道有很多很好的敬拜的诗歌。
But that worship song by My Redeemer Lives by our worship team was a great one. I really enjoyed it.
但是我们刚才所唱的就是我的拯救者活着这首歌，确实我非常受感动。One
of my favorites.
这是我最喜爱的一首诗。No,
I suspect another reason why the pastors invited me to share the word this morning.
我知道另外一个理由就是我们的长老邀请我来讲道。另外一个原因是
because we're a people of faith. And people of faith.
我们是有一群有信心的人。
And y'all gonna need a lot of faith this morning.
我知道你们今天早上都需要很多的信心。
I need faith to preach the word.
我需要信心来传讲他的话语。
You'll need faith to receive the word.
你需要信心来接受这个话语。
So tell each other, you gotta have faith this morning.
我们相互来说，你要有信心。
Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Father in prayer, shall we?
让我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Father God,
我们天父神,
thank you for the gift of faith that you've given to all of us.
我们感谢你给我们所有的人这个信心的礼物。
This morning we worship you in faith.
我们今天早上凭着信心来敬拜你。
As I preach the word in faith, in spirit and truth.
让我就是以凭着信心，凭着信灵和诚实来传讲你的话语。
May those with ears to hear, hear with faith as well.
愿那些能够听见的人也凭着信心来听见。
And may the word bear fruit in our hearts.
我们也祷告，就是这些话语能够在我们的心灵里面结果子。
We thank you for your presence this morning.
我们感谢你与我们同在。
And we worship you.
我们敬拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Now, Christian Survey recently posted the top 10 reasons why people don't go to Jesus intimately and consistently.
最近有一个就是关于基督徒的一个调查，就是他调查了首先的十个原因，为什么很多人不能与耶稣亲近，不能与耶稣花时间。
It listed some common reasons like the lack of time or the lack of understanding of the Bible.
当然在这个十个理由里面有一些我们常见的理由就是没有时间。 或者我们呢，对圣经呢不是那么懂。
One reason caught my attention. That belonged to the top five.
但是呢，有一个理由他列出来的呢，就是让我注意到，他是在前面五个理由之一。
And that reason is past failures.
那个理由就是过去的失败，以往的失败。
Past failures.
以往的失败。
That can mean so many different things to people.
那对这个以往的过去的失败，对不同的人来说呢，是指不同的事。
It's so common to all of us, isn't it?
这对我们来说也是非常普遍的。We
all feel failures.
我们呢也都感觉到我们的失败。It's
an experience that we all share. It's a feeling that we all feel.
这是我们通常会一起分享的一个经历。
And for many of us, it can be the hardest experience that we'll have to deal in life.
但是对我们当中很多人来说，这个就是过去的失败呢，对我们来说是非常难以相处、难以解决的。
What could these failures be, and why would they keep us from pursuing Jesus consistently.
那这些过去的失败是什么呢？他为什么会让我们远离耶稣呢？
Could it be a failure in our own expectations of life?
这个失败呢，可以是我们就是对我们自己的期望的一个失败。
Could it be our failure in our relationships?
也可以是在我们人际关系上的一个失败。
In our marriages.
或者在我们婚姻上的一个失败。
Could it be failure in our parenting?
或者呢，我们作为父母角色的一个失败。
In our careers or businesses.
或者呢，在我们的事业上或者生意上的失败。
Could it even be our moral failures?
也可以是我们道德上的一个失败。
And perhaps all these failures add up to a huge failure as a believer, as a Christian.
或许呢，对基督徒、对信徒来说呢，这些所有的失败呢，可以加起来成为一个巨大的失败。
Lately, I met a new friend through work.
最近呢，我碰到就是在工作上呢碰到一个朋友。
And our conversations started with your normal, hey, how's your life? How's your work? How's your family?
那我们当然呢，就是一开始我们的交流呢，就是一些普通的交流，就是说，哎，你工作怎么样啊？或者你孩子怎么样啊？你家怎么样啊？这些很普通的谈话。
Yeah. Are you stressed?
你压力大不大？
Yeah. Do you sleep well?
你晚上睡得好吗？
No. So this conversation would go on and on until one day the Spirit opened up for a deeper conversation.
我们呢平时总是交流些，这就是这些普通的这些事情，直到有一天呢，就是圣灵打开了一扇门。
And he asked me how I'm doing in life.
他问我就是你的生活怎么样。
And usually I thought about it a bit, and I said, you know, I don't want to get into details, but I told him, I'm in this incredible heavy time of discovering God and discovering myself.
那他有一天就问我，就是你的生活或者你的生命怎么样？那我呢，其实也没有很深的跟他讲，但是呢，我就跟他讲起，就是说，我现在正处于一个非常难以置信的一个非常沉重的时间，一个阶段，来发掘神和自己。
He didn't ask me more about myself.
他没有再问关于我自己的事情。
But he did proceed to tell me about himself.
但是呢，他却呢，告诉了我关于他的事。
He said that God's been tugging on his heart to draw closer to him.
他跟我讲呢，他已经感觉到神呢，就是其实已经在拉着他向他靠近，向神靠近。
I said, "Oh, that's great, that's great." But he says, "But I choose to ignore him."
那我马上就说，这个非常好啊，但是他却跟我说，他说，但是呢，我却选择了去忽略他，忽略神。
He tells me that he's choosing.To delve into the things, the good things of life, such as work and his hobby, his family, his retirement, all good things.
他跟我讲，就是他选择呢，就是他选择呢，把自己沉浸在那些好的事情上，比如说他的工作啊，或者他的嗜好啊，或者为退休生活准备啊，这些好的事情里面。
Every time he hears a voice saying, "Hey, you might want to lean in to your spiritual condition."
每次他听到这个声音在跟他说，你要向你的灵命靠近。
He dismisses it.
他呢总是去忽略他。
And he confesses to me that this has been going on and off for 10 years.
他向我说这样的事情呢，已经有这样的情况已经有十年多了。
And now, he says, I'm just embarrassed to say it, but I just feel like a failure now.
现在他说我知道我很难以启齿，但是呢，我就感觉我是一个失败者。
I dare not come near to Jesus.
我没有来到神的面前。
I dare not to think what he's thinking about me since I've been ignoring him.
我已经一直在忽视他，我没有想到耶稣对我来说是怎么耶稣对我的想法。
I rather dig deeper into the things that I am accomplished in.
我更愿意把自己呢，就是放入我能够完成做得好的事情里面。
I want to spend more time with the things I have more results in.
我把时间呢花在那些事情我可以看到结果的那些事情里面。
Because I don't want to feel like a failure.
因为我不希望感觉自己是一个失败者。
And he carried the same attitude into approaching Jesus.
那我在那他呢在就是寻找耶稣的这个当中呢也是用同样的态度。
If I don't have any spiritual results, I cannot get close to Jesus.
如果我看不到任何灵命上的结果的话，我就不能接近耶稣。
When he said that, my heart broke for him.
那当我听到这一切的时候呢，我的内心都破碎了。
Not only that, it's because it's a lie from the enemy to keep him away from Jesus.
不仅仅是我意识到，我知道这个是敌人对这位朋友撒的谎，促使他与耶稣保持距离。
But because I bought that lie myself for many years, and it kept me from pursuing Jesus for many years.
更因为我也是同样，很多年之前我也是被这个谎言所欺骗，我也跟耶稣保持了非常远的距离。
This must be why.The past failures made it to the top five of this list.
我想这就是为什么就是过去的失败成为这个前五个理由。
Many feel that they made too many mistakes.
很多人感觉到他们已经犯了很多的错误。
Ignored Jesus for far too long.
他们已经忽视耶稣太长时间了。
They don't even deserve more than what Jesus already have given them.
他们呢觉得自己呢不值得接受耶稣所给他们的。
They don't belong to the passionate Jesus lovers anymore.
他们觉得他们自己不属于那群对耶稣充满热情的人。
They're not ready.
他们没有准备好。
If this is one of your reasons for not pursuing a deeper relationship with Jesus,
如果这也是你的理由之一，没有去追求耶稣的话，
I have good news for you.
那我有好消息。
I believe that Jesus is going to speak to you this morning.
我相信耶稣今天早上会与你说话。
Because this is what his word wants to say.
因为这就是他的话语想要说的。
Amen? Amen. Turn with me to John chapter 21, 7 through 12.
我们来一起打开圣经到约翰福音21章7到12节。
Listen to what Jesus has to say about past failures.
我们来听一听耶稣对以往的失败是怎么说的。
And see how he addresses past failures in his approach to past failures.
我们也来看看耶稣是怎么说过去的失败，以往的失败的。
Okay, for the sake of time, can we all read it together in English and Chinese?
那为了时间节约时间呢，我们可以我们来一起读，用中文和英文一起读。
That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, It is the Lord.
那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，
就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。He put out his outer garment, for he was stripped for war, and threw himself into the sea.
约有200
The other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. So many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. So today's sermon title is Ready for Breakfast.
所以今天的正道的主题就是我们准备去吃早餐。
Thank you, Frank, for this nutritious meal here.
我们感谢Frank 弟兄。
Oh yes, I know.
做了一个很漂亮的幻灯片。
The first thing we notice about this breakfast is that you are invited.
那第一件事情我们注意到的关于这个早餐就是你是被邀请的。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Come and have breakfast."
耶稣对他的门徒说，来一起吃早饭。
The simple context before the story is that all the disciples fled and left Jesus when he was arrested.
那一开始我们也注意到，就是这些门徒呢，就是逃离了耶稣。
Now that Jesus has been crucified and resurrected, he appears to them for the third time right here.
那当耶稣被抓起来的时候，当时他们是远离他的。那现在呢，就是第三次是耶稣在门徒面前出现。
Jesus says to those who abandoned him, "Come, have breakfast."
那耶稣也同样对这些当时就是离弃他的人说，来一起吃早饭。
Our Lord knows that we have a tendency, for some reason, to walk away when we feel unfit, unprepared to be in His presence.
那我们的主知道，当我们有时候觉得有事情不合适或者不安的话，或者我们没有准备好的时候呢，我们就有倾向呢会离开他。
For some reason, we often give up going deeper with Him because the issues of life have won us over.
且很多时候呢，因为一些生活上的事情呢，占据了我们呢，我们呢也有这个倾向，要就是不能跟他发展更深的关系。
You may be telling yourself to stay a distance away from Jesus.
或许你会告诉你自己呢，我们要与耶稣基督保持一定的距离。
But what is Jesus saying this morning?
但是今天早上耶稣说什么呢？
He says, "I'm inviting you to have breakfast."
他说，耶稣说，我邀请你来和我一起吃早餐。
Draw closer to me.
请跟我走近。
I want to invite you when you feel that you don't deserve it the most.
当你觉得你自己不值得的时候，我就要邀请你。
Especially when you've deserted me, abandoned me, and fled away from me.
特别是在你远离了我的时候。
Come and have breakfast.
我要邀请你来和我一同吃早餐。
What do we do usually when we are invited to something?
那如果我们受邀请，我们被邀请的时候了以后，我们会做什么呢？
You just show up empty-handed, right?
It's
simple, right?
是不是很简单，你就去赴约就行了。
It's never that simple.
我知道不是这么简单。
In our culture, it's unthinkable to go to an invitation empty-handed. I'm here.
我知道对于我们的文化来说，如果我们去赴约，一个人邀请我们去吃饭，我们空着手，我们不可能空着手去。
I remember on a trip to China many, many years ago.
我记得很多年以前我去中国的时候。
It was for work.
因为工作的原因。
And someone prominent invited me to his mansion.
一个比较有影响力的人呢，邀请了我去他的豪宅。
And just out of my default reaction, I told him, "What should I bring?"
那就是我就是很自然的就问了。我应该带什么呢？
And he went, ha, ha, ha.
他就笑着说，
"What should you bring? You have one luggage."
你要带什么？你只有一个行李箱。
You're in a hotel room.
你住在酒店里。
I have my mansion.
我有我的大屋子。
I don't need anything.
我不需要任何东西。
I'm like, yeah, okay.
那我说可以，好的。
He says, "Just show up."
他就跟我说，你只要来就行了。
Just show up.
就来就行。
So I showed up empty-handed.
所以我就去了，没有带任何的东西。
Jesus tells his disciples to simply come.
那同样，耶稣也和他的门徒说，你只要来就行。
I prepare the food and the fish already.
我已经准备好了食物，就是鱼和饼。
Just come.
你只要来就行。
Without any accomplishments in hand.
你不需要，手里不需要有任何的东西。
You don't need a gift in hand.
你不需要带任何礼物。
Just show up.
只要来就行。
Let's focus on Peter's condition when Peter showed up in the story.
那在这个故事里，我们来看一看彼得是怎么样。
If you don't have your Bibles in that verse, please, if it's not on here, please make sure you have it in front of you.
那如果这个经文不在这个幻灯片上，你确定我们一定要找到这段经文。
Was Peter spiritually ready for this breakfast? Did he get his act together and fit for this breakfast?
那我们来看一看，彼得那天他是在灵命上已经准备好了吗？为这顿早餐已经准备好了吗？
Any proud moments he's going to share with Jesus?
他是不是准备好了要跟耶稣分享他的那个骄傲的时刻？
Any gifts in hand?
他是不是在带了一些礼物呢？
No.
没有。
Now I can't presume what Peter was thinking when he decided to show up first.
那当彼得决定就是来赴约的时候，我不敢假设就是彼得当时的想法是什么。
But he's in his worst spiritual condition.
但是我知道彼得当时在灵命上是非常糟糕的。
When he decided to throw himself into the sea.
当他决定把自己当他决定跳进海里的时候。
I don't even know how you throw yourself in the sea.
我不知道他怎么。
I tried, it didn't have any good results there.
把自己扔进海里，我也试过，没有很好的结果。
But Peter is saying, I'm in my worst spiritual state. Yet right now, I don't know why, but I need to be with Jesus. I need to get to him now. I can't even wait for the boat to get to shore. I'm going to throw myself into the sea and go to Jesus right now.
彼得知道他自己当时的灵命在灵命上是非常糟糕的，但是彼得也知道，他说我不知道为什么，我现在我一定要与耶稣相见，我把自己扔进海里要去找耶稣。
Now please catch this.
我们来我们一定要注意这一点，
抓住这一点。 Yes, please catch this, because I heard someone say that a good communicatorOr good communication is not if someone heard what I said or what you said. It is if someone caught what you said.
有人说过，一个良好的沟通并不是说某个人听到了你说什么，而是某个人抓住了你说什么。
It's like throwing the ball.
就像你扔一个球。
If I throw it,
如果我扔给你，
you have to catch it.
你一定要抓住它。
Then communication has happened.
那这个就是一个沟通。
So I'm going to throw a ball right now.
我要向你扔一个球。
And here's the ball.
这个球就在这里，我要扔过来。
It's not about whether Peter was ready.
这并不是说彼得是否已经准备好了。
But that Jesus was ready.
但是更重要的是耶稣已经准备好了早餐。
Let me throw it again.
It's
not about whether Peter was ready for breakfast, but that Jesus was ready to receive him.
这并不是说彼得是否已经准备好了，而是指耶稣已经准备好了早餐。
Are you ready?
你有没有准备好？
Do you have yourself put together?
你是不是自己一切就准备就绪了呢？
Do you and I have our lives in order?
我们是不是把我们的生命都规划好了呢？
You and I feel humble enough now?
那我们是不是自己觉得很谦卑呢？
You and I feel motivated enough?
那我们是不是有这个动力呢？
We have it all together now?
那我们是不是一切准备就绪？
If you're like me,
如果你和我一样，
of course not.
当然没有。
You're not ready and I'm not ready.
我知道你没有准备好，我也没有准备好。
But praise Jesus, He's ready.
但是我们感谢神，他已经准备好了。
He's the one who loves us.
他是那位爱我们的。
He's the one who says, come and have breakfast with me.
他是那位和我们说的，来和我一起吃早餐。
Come, you who are not ready.
来，你虽然你没有准备好，你也来。
Come, who you have failed.
我邀请你来，虽然你曾经失败过。
You haven't lived up to your expectations? Come, because I have. Jesus has.
虽然你没有达到你的期望，你也来，因为我耶稣基督我已经达到。
I've come despite your failures.
虽然你是失败的，我仍旧会来。
Scripture says in Psalm 95 that today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
我们在经文上看到诗篇95篇说，你们今天听他的话，不可硬着心。
And if you sense this invitation is for you today to draw closer to him,
如果你今天觉得这个邀请是对你来是给你的，
and if you have the urge as Peter did to kind of throw yourself into the sea,
如果你同样有和彼得一样的这个急促感，
and you say,
把自己扔到海里，
Lord, I want to step into your invitation.
那你就说是主啊，耶稣，我要接受你的邀请。
Take a moment right now in your hearts.
花一点点时间在你的心里。
Right now, and just tell Jesus that.
现在。
I want to step into this invitation.
现在你就和耶稣说，我要接受你的邀请。
I'm completely not ready.
我完全没有准备好。
But I want to go.
但是我想要来。
I'm not sure what I'll find.
我不知道我会找到什么。
But I need to be with you.
但是我需要和你一起。
I'm so not ready.
我没有准备好。
But praise God, you are ready.
但是我们感谢神，你已经准备好了。
Because that's what your word says.
因为你的话语是这么说的。
Your word says, come, have breakfast with me.
来，
your word says, I'm invited.
和我一起吃早饭，吃早餐，吃早餐，我是被邀请的。
I'll show up.
我会来。
I'll show up in faith.
我会凭着信心而来。
And if you said that in your heart,
那你在心里这么说，
what exactly is prepared for you when you come to the table?
当你来到餐桌前，餐桌上准备的是什么呢？
Forgiveness flows at this breakfast table.
那就是赦免，充满了这个餐桌。
Did you know that an average person experiences 5 hours of guilt every week?
那你们知不知道，平均呢，每一个人每一周大概有5个小时的时间呢，在经历这种罪恶感。
If not more, right? But at least 5.
至少是5个小时。
This guilt could be sin. This guilt could be not doing enough, not performing, not living up to a certain standard.
那这个罪恶感呢，可以是罪，也可以是或者你觉得你自己做的不够，或者做的不好，或者呢没有达到自己的要求。
A person can even feel guilty because he or she failed at something that they shouldn't have.
那某些人可能甚至也会感到就是有罪恶感，对，是因对他就是其实他不应该拥有的这些事情上。他失败了，但是他会有罪恶感。
Guilt can even make a person self-punish and treat yourself harshly in your mind.
那这种罪恶感呢，也可以使你呢，惩罚你自己，或者呢，非常残酷，在你的思维里呢，非常残酷的对待自己。
In this case, even worse, guilt can keep believers away from the breakfast table with Jesus.
在这里呢，更糟糕的呢是这种罪恶感呢，能够使我们远离耶稣基督为我们准备好的早餐。
Peter was feeling some guilt.
彼得也同样有这种罪恶感。
Remember he denied Jesus three times?
记不记得他三次否认了耶稣？
In Matthew 26:74, you don't have to flip to there, but it says that he began to curse and swear to them, I do not know this man.
我们知道在马太26:74说过，说彼得开始发咒起誓，我不认识这个人。
What would that sound like today?
那今天听起来会是怎么样呢？
If you cursed,
如果你起誓，
use your own language in Chinese or in English. If you cursed and you told someone that I do not know Jesus.
如果在今天这个这个情况下，你发咒起誓，你可以用中文说，这听起来会怎么样呢？
How many hours do you think he was experiencing guilty feelings?
那你觉得彼得在说了这个以后，他有多长时间在经历这种罪恶感呢？
How do you get close to Jesus after this?
那在这之后，你如何能够与耶稣再亲近呢？
But because Jesus prepared the charcoal fire, he prepared the fish and the bread.
但是因为耶稣基督已经准备好了火，准备好了鱼，准备好了饼。
Without saying a word, it showed Peter that there's no strife or animosity between you and I.
虽然他没有说一个字，但是他已经显示给彼得看，在我们之间是没有纷争，没有仇恨的。
I know what happened.
我知道发生了什么。
But I'm here to serve you.
但是呢，我在这里是服侍你的。
I'm not here to condemn you.
我不是在到这里来谴责你的。
I've already forgiven you.
我已经赦免你了。
I died even for your curses and your denials.
虽然你在诅咒我，虽然你否认我，我仍旧为你而死。
Reminds me of many times when I made my parents so mad, so mad.
这也提醒我，就是
many times.
我有很多次。使我的父母非常非常的生气。
To the point that I even think they should disown me.
甚至我都觉得他们可能不会再认我了。
But when I came to dinner,
但是呢，每次我回到家吃饭的时候
，No, I'm at home.
我们但是每次在到吃饭的时候
，I have to eat even though there's a problem in our relationship, but I had to eat.But I wasn't sure if they cooked for me.
虽然呢，我知道就是我们的关系非常不好，但是我知道我一定要吃饭，我也不确定他们有没有为我准备饭菜。
But when I walked to the dinner table,
但是每次当我走到餐桌前
，You know it. There's always a plate and a seat for me.
你知道每次都是有碗筷已经准备好了为我。
They didn't say anything.
他们没有说什么。
But in the back of my mind,
但是在我的脑海里
I'm still part of the family.
我知道我仍旧是家庭的一员。
At least for tonight.
我知道至少今天晚上是。
I get to eat.
我可以吃饭。
Some 红烧肉。
Some braised pork.
My favorite, oh yes. They haven't abandoned me.
他们没有离弃我。
That was Jesus laying out the fish and the bread for his disciples, for Peter.
这就是耶稣，他为他的门徒，同样彼得也准备好了。
Our relationship is still intact.
我们的关系仍旧是完整的。
I forgive you and I love you.
我已经赦免你，我爱你。
I have not abandoned you.
我没有离弃你。
The same forgiveness that he offered to Peter.
那同样的，他给彼得的，他给彼得的，饶恕。
Is available for you when you come to the table.
同样， 也是给你的。当你来到他的饭桌前，同样你也可以得到。
Perhaps you've been a believer for many years, and you're still carrying some type of guilt and shame.
或许呢，你已经成为信徒很多很多年了，但是呢，
because of past failures, sorry.
因为以往的过错呢，你可能仍旧有这种罪恶感。
Know this, that forgiveness flows at this table.
但是你要知道，赦免是充满了这张餐桌。
This is our Lord.
这是我们的主。
You're not ready to forgive yourself.
如果你没有准备好要来宽恕你自己。
I'm not ready to forgive myself.
我也没有准备好来宽恕自己。
But Jesus is ready to forgive you.
但是耶稣基督已经准备好了要宽恕我们。
He's ready to forgive me.
他已经准备好要赦免我们。
That's our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
That's what he told Peter.
这就是他跟彼得说。
Come have breakfast with me.
来和我一同吃早餐。我已经赦免你。我已经赦免你。
Scripture tells us another scripture in John 20. John said it himself in this chapter. But these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那同样在约翰福音二十章三十一节说了这些事情，这些记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So that you may believe, so that you may have life.
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
That's why this story is being preached.That's why this story is being made available so that we would believe and we will have life.
所以这就是为什么我们要了解这个故事，我们要知道这个故事，那我们也可以我们可以得到赦免，相信我们的耶稣。
God is saying today that if you have not asked for forgiveness for your sins,
耶稣说，如果你还没有请求耶稣的赦免，今天
You can ask him today, right now, freely.
你可以现在就请他的请求他的赦免。
Because forgiveness flows freely at this table.
因为赦免在充满了这个餐桌。
And if in your heart you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raisedJesus from the dead, you will be saved.
如果在你的心里，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
You can do that at this moment.
你在这一时刻就可以这样做。
And if you confess and say that, Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner, but I know you will forgive me because you died on the cross for me.And you resurrected. I believe that you are my Savior.
如果你今天就对耶稣说，耶稣主啊，你我是罪人，但是你会赦免我。我相信你死在为我们死在十字架上，是为了拯救我们。
You will be saved.
你就会得救。
And if you said that in your heart,
如果你在你心里这么说
after the service, please talk to one of the pastors.
如果你现在在你心里就是这么说的话，
because
我们在结束之后，请你
because I believe you are a child of God. If you said that,
请你和我们其中的一位长老联系，因为我相信，如果你如此在心里说的话，你就是我们神的一个孩子。
Finally, Jesus will meet you where you are.
最后，不管你在哪里，耶稣会来与你相遇。
He will restore your identity in Christ.
并且会修复你在基督里的身份。
Brothers and sisters, I don't have any good advice to offer you in life.
弟兄姐妹们，我没有很好的建议，就是对你的生命生活没有很好的建议。
I'm just trying to figure out life just like you.
我和你一样，也同样在琢磨着想弄清楚自己的生活。
I have no idea what you need this morning.
我不知道你需要什么。
But I know who does.
但是我知道谁知道。
At the breakfast table,
在早餐桌前。
Jesus is ready to restore your identity in him.
耶稣基督已经准备好了要修复你在基督里的身份。
Remember my friend who felt like a failure, like he's out of the game?
记不记得啊？我一开始跟你们提起的我那个朋友，觉得自己很失败。
He'd rather not get too close.
他情愿选择呢啊，不与耶稣接近。
Well, I believe he's on his journey back, slowly but surely.
我相信他正在向耶稣走近，虽然很慢，
但是他在向耶稣走近。He said that he's comforted. He's comforted to know that Jesus is willing to meet him where he is.
他说，他很受鼓舞，因为他知道。耶稣呢，不管他在哪里，耶稣都愿意与他相遇。
And there's still hope for him.
他也知道他是仍旧有希望的。
There is still hope for Peter.
同样对彼得来说，彼得也是有希望的。
There's still hope for you and I.
对你和我来说也是同样，我们仍旧是有希望的。
This passage is well known as the restoration of Apostle Peter.
这段经文呢，其实大家也是以就是彼得的修复，我们也称他为彼得的修复。
He felt disqualified to walk in the calling of God.
他觉得呢，彼得他觉得呢，就是对神的召呼，对神的呼召呢，他没有他是没有资格的。
Instead, Jesus reintroduced. He revived. And he restored Peter's identity back to him.
但是呢，耶稣基督呢，却重新复兴了，修复了彼得，把彼得带回主那里。
He said, "You're still going to feed my sheep."
他对他说，你仍旧要去喂养我的羊群。
In John 21:15-17,
我们来看约翰二十一章十五到十七节。
And I'll kind of just speed through this. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep.He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep.
约翰福音二十。
We'll skip the Chinese. Yeah. We're very familiar with this passage.
那我们对这段经文是非常熟悉的。
Jesus asked Peter if you love me three times.
耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗？
For the sake of contrast, let's read it this way.
那我们为了对比，我们这样子去读。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Yes, I like you.
是的，我喜欢你。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Yes, Lord, you know I like you.
是的，主耶稣，主，你知道我喜欢你。
Watch the third time.
那第三次
，Jesus says, "Do you like me?"
那第三次，耶稣说，你喜欢我吗
？Lord, you know everything. You know I like you.
主，你知道一切，你知道我喜欢你。
How can the beginnings of a church? Peter is called the rock of the church.How can he just like Jesus and not love Jesus?
那我们说的，这个，彼得，我们称他为这个教会的磐石，他如何能仅仅是喜欢耶稣而不是爱耶稣呢？
And Jesus pointed that out. Do you like me?
因为耶稣指出来，你喜欢我吗？
It's because the story again is not about Peter.
再次说明，这个故事不是关于彼得。
The story is never about Peter or us.
这个故事不是关于彼得或者我们。
It's always the story of Jesus.
这是关于耶稣基督。
He meets Peter where he is.
他不管彼得在哪里，他会去寻找与彼得相遇。
I called you to feed my sheep, not because you love me.
我呼召你来喂养我的羊群，不是说因为你爱我。
Not because you love me unconditionally.
不是说你无条件的爱我。
Not because you love me with agape.
不是说你对我有无私的爱。
It's because I love you, agape. I love you unconditionally.
而是因为我对你无私的爱，对你无条件的爱。
It's never about our love.
这永远不是关于我们的爱。
We're preaching about.Jesus' love.
我们说的是耶稣的爱。
Be encouraged, brothers and sisters.
我们要有信心，弟兄姐妹们。
You and I love conditionally.
你和我是有条件的爱。
But he still calls us to do his work.
但是耶稣仍旧呼召我们去做他的工。
That's why he's our shepherd.
这就是为什么他是我们的牧者。
And it's his.Unconditional love that moves us to love him more and more.
是，正是因为他对我们无条件的爱，使我们越来越爱他。
Be encouraged.
我们要有信心。
It's not too late.
现在还不迟。
There is still hope.
我们仍旧有希望。
Even for those who are older and wiser in our years.
甚至对那些在年龄上和智慧上都比较成熟的人。
Jesus is still ready to restore your calling.
耶稣，同样对你们来说，耶稣也是准备好了去修复你们的呼召。
It's not too late.
现在还不迟。
The power of his word has no age limit or time limit.
他的话语的力量是没有时间和年龄的限制的。
If you and I are still breathing this morning,
如果今天早上你和我同样还在呼吸的话，
Jesus is saying you're not disqualified.
那耶稣就说你不是没有资格。
He's meeting you where you are.
不管你在哪里，他都会来与你相遇。
So that he can lead you closer to his calling on life for you.
那这样他就可以带领我们，与我们更近，带领，带，与我们的呼召更近。
So that he can fulfill the desires that he has put in your heart.
那这样他就能够满足，他在我们内心所放的这个期望。
So what's my point?
那我的重点是什么呢？
Jesus loves you.
我说的重点就是耶稣爱你。
Jesus is ready to have breakfast with you, even if you're not ready.
甚至虽然你没有准备好，耶稣基督已经准备好了。
He's in the business
与你共进早餐。
Of looking for those who are not ready.
他一直在寻找那些没有准备好的。
Don't let your past failures hold you back from pursuing Jesus this week.
请你不要让你不要让你过去的失败而使你远离耶稣。
He's ready for breakfast with you.
他已经准备好了与你共进早餐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
父神，我们感谢，为今天早上感谢你。
We thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
Though we abandon you many times.
虽然我们已经离弃了你非常很多次，
You will never forsake us.
但是你永远不会离弃我们。
You will never abandon us.
你永远不会撇开我们。
And you are always inviting us.
你总是一直在邀请我们。
Into your presence.
邀请我们来到你的面前。
Into your love.
来到你的爱里。
So that you can restore us.
这样你就可以修复我们。
And you can heal us.
你可以治愈我们。
And you can bring us back to how we were created to be.
你就可以把我们带到我们 就像我们刚刚被建造的时候一样。
Because that's the heart for your children.
这就是你对你孩子的一片心。
Thank you for your love.
我们感谢你的爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主。